Yeah.
Welcome to Heezy's World.
Cause Heezy does it, I know you love it. I hear nothing of it if you deny the subject. I'm here devising up shit for me to find and hunt you, so I can defy your hunches. Cause I design with punches, these limes are rhyming bunches. You guys just find assumptions. I'm the type to try and run shit until you find the gumption. I lay designs, haters try and replicate it. It's a waste of time, face it. Just take a dime and place it and maybe grind it up in the blunt. Cause your time is up, might as well just get high as fuck or a fly. Cause you'll never be high and fly as fuck as I. Hi, my name is Heezy, the reason you came to see it. And that's an entendre for you, so come on along, it's joyous.
Everybody, the Instagram world, the Twitter world, Facebook world, I think, and YouTube. Welcome to another episode of Heezy's World. It's going to be very, very quick and unusual because we're changing it up a little bit. But what's going on with y'all? I see Big Soup in the building. I think I saw the mention there. I appreciate that. But yeah, welcome to episode 123. This one is called Finding My Tribe. I got a title already. I'm trying to find a joint so I can have it in the background. Yeah, everything is good, man. Y'all, how y'all feeling out there with the snow and shit? You know what I'm saying? It's beginning to look a lot like fuck this. But yeah. I am chilling like a villain out here. I did some sledding with my nephew. That was fun. And yeah, stayed off the roads. Except for yesterday, I went to get some curry chicken. Because, you know, you just got, I don't know, I got a problem. I got to eat outside food every once in a while. But, yeah, man, so, not much to say. I'm going to focus on the topic. I don't really have too much. Well, see, the podcast, I've already done it. You know what I'm saying? After I'm done with the live show, I'm going to put this on with the episode that's already done, and I'm going to put it up, and you guys can see it and hear it on all the streaming platforms out there. Just Google Heezy's World, or you can duck-duck-goo me. That's pretty funny. But yes, finding your tribe. So, you know, I bring this up a lot. I know I brought it up last year. Last episode, and you know, all these times right now, times are crazy. Soup know what I'm talking about. A lot of people thinking this way, a lot of people thinking that way, and I don't know. It just seems like a lot of mass confusion and a lot of shenanigans. You know what I'm saying? World got shook up. But, you know, this shit happens. It's like, you know, God just, like, shook the world. Like, all right, we're going to displace some people and make them find new people or new, or, you know, just think about others. But essentially, guys, you know, like, we have to realize, like, we got to take advantage of the disadvantages. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate talking about COVID, but COVID, you know, people, like I said, we feel this way and feel that way. You gotta take that as advantage. Like, you just realize that shit. You know what I'm saying? Know who you are. Realize who, accept who they are. And you know what I'm saying? Just find something else to do or talk about if you can get past the situation at hand. The germs and such. Now, I do want to say the reason why I'm, like, cutting these live episodes short is because my goddamn servers keep going in and out. Like, I'm trying to post on YouTube. Well, it's still going behind me, but it's not doing that well. But, yeah, man, the Wi-Fi problem, it's not looking good. You know, I don't like that type of shit. I don't want to get cut off. But, yeah. So yeah, let me know if these new changes are cool. But yeah, so you gotta find people that are cool. So I don't really know what everybody else got going on, but this is my attempt to locate new acquaintances, you know what I'm saying? Or reaffirm old acquaintances, you know what I'm saying? Friends, I mean. But yeah, the people are just gonna be different every once in a while. Like, one thing I've noticed for sure is when, well, it's not true actually. I was gonna say with people with kids, you know, they just think different. Their kids come first, and that's right. And you know what I'm saying? They can only focus on that. So, you know, you gotta go with the flow. You know what I'm saying? You gotta go play with your other friends until they can come out. You know, so you gotta find, like for me, I gotta find people with no kids. I mean, they ain't gotta be like that. So I don't like picking on people with kids because it's not fair. You know what I'm saying? Well, it is fair. You guys fucked around, literally. But what I'm saying is more of is a time and a place. And, you know, right now, it's time to do something different. We got to change with the world. Got to be progressive. And, like, I've always kind of been like this. Like, I was reading this article on wanderlust.com about finding your tribe. Basically give you the instructions, which I will say in a minute. But, yeah, it's just important. And I guess for people like me, Sagittarius spirit, I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's really real or whatever, but I'm adventurous. I like journeys, you know what I'm saying? So you like how things are. You like the story of your shit, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So that's always fun, finding new things to do. So here's the things. Well, yeah, all right, boom. All right, so there's like 10 things here. So do some self-reflection. So first, you can't do nothing for nobody unless you know, you got yourself under control. So you got to know yourself. You got to be one with yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can't be telling people about yourself. You don't even know yourself. You know what I'm saying? So you got to improve that part first before you can go out and start being like, hey, want to go play with I don't even know what to say. I'm so inappropriate. I was gonna say the wrong thing and I knew it. I just stopped myself. But yeah, it says self-reflection. The first step to knowing what kind of relationship you want is to build is to learn about yourself. Next thing is try new things. So yeah, you gotta try new things. You gotta get out there. I know every time I try something new, I mean, first I'm like, oh man, I gotta spend some money. But then some things actually be worth it. But you gotta kind of respect that, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, when people don't like trying new things, they look like a little, you know, you look like a shrimp, like you're scared to do things, like you just like, ah, air, ah, I don't like too much of it, you know what I'm saying? You're looking like one of those people, like a olden or a scaredin. You know, I'm making up words as I go here, but you know what I'm talking about. But essentially, guys, yeah, try new things. I know the newest thing I've tried, and I keep talking about this shit, is fucking jet skiing. I love jet skiing. Jet skiing is so fucking fun. I've only did it once, but I'm trying to put down the money, trying to put the money aside. So far, I got like $3.47, and I'm almost there. $9,000, here we come. Something else. I mean, I love go-karting. That's something I want to do again. And I will say I'm on focus on stuff like this because, you know, COVID is not personal. I mean, it feels personal, but it's happening to everybody. And in the other part of this episode, you'll see I was saying like how you got to be a little graceful for people these days because people are really going through it. They're losing folks for real. And it ain't even about COVID. It's just shit's bad right now. You know, stress is killing motherfuckers and shit like that. And COVID is at that. But, I said that for a reason. I forgot why I was saying it. But yeah, you just gotta be graceful. But yeah, damn. Oh, what I was trying to say, like, shit feels personal because I'm a personable person. Like, I like to not be up all in your face, but I like I always tell my girl, she hates it. Like, like being on the phone. Like she like played off with the video call. Like she is actually there, but I'm just like, it's not the same if you're not in person. I mean, it is slightly the same on the video call, but it's like, come on. You know, I don't like being on the call. I'd rather be doing things. But, you know, I still talk on the phone. But we have to try to do that. That's one of the things is actually reaching out to folks and, you know, actually starting the shit and stop waiting for people to come to you. You know what I'm saying? What does it say? It says call out to your tribe. It's a little cheesy, but yeah, that's what they're saying. Be the first to reach out. I said know when to commit. So, you know, everybody's not good for it. You know what I'm saying? Like I always say, always find the mutual interest. Like, I really love to play Madden. I really love to watch good TVs and good movies. I'll do that with anybody. I like to drink with folks. See, I'm not drinking anymore. I'm not drinking by myself anymore. I'm drinking water. You know what I'm saying? Yum yum. But yeah, I like to let loose with people. I'm a fun person, you know what I'm saying? And you gotta be around people to have fun, for real. I mean, you gotta find new ways. That's one thing I gotta learn to do. Find new things to do. You gotta learn to video call people and shit. But at the same time, there's people out there, you know, you got your vaxxed and your unvaxxed, and you got your, you know, you got tomorrow. Tomorrow we got January 6th, the first year of the Trump trials. Everybody that you know what I'm saying, there's a different type of white at the White House right now with all the snow, but you know what I'm talking about. All the people that joined up together and found them. A big group of people on that type of shit found each other. And I don't know if that's a good thing. Like I'm in the positive light here thinking, you know, you gotta find your tribe, you know what I'm saying? And please do good things. You gotta feel right about what you do, you know? Please have a moral compass. But, you know, don't, you know, serial killers unite, you know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know. That'll help find us, catch you. But, you know, group up. Fuck it. But anyway, yeah, I posted this video, like, the power in people and how, you know, we're all, when you're a divided. And this is for, I mean, not the conspiracy theorists, but anybody that thinks that they're overpowered or you have no say or whatever shit like that. Once you, you know, you can feel your way, you have the right to speak. That's the one thing we got around here, you know what I'm saying? It's not so good outside the country. But thanks for tuning in to Heezy's, bro. But, yeah, you gotta, damn, I forgot what I was saying. But, yeah, find your tribe. And I don't know, there's police, so we got police tribes that take down the January 6th tribe. So, you know, things, you know, there's always gonna be a little bad, get a little good, you know. Nobody got arrested. So, you know, it's all good. Some people got arrested, but that's good. What's the other thing? Attend meetups. Some of these things, you know what I'm saying, I don't know, I'll try new things. I know when to commit, trust me, because I know not to commit. But now, you know, hey, man, you know, life is temporary as fuck. People go and come every day, and some people actually go. So, you know, I don't know. You got to cherish everybody. Everybody is going to be here until they're not here. And everybody is still here, I believe, in my eyes. But, you know, might get a little scary if you think about it. But you have to, you got to try new things. What's the other thing? Ditch judgment. I guess that's a thing that I kind of do. I can agree with the rest of civilians here. I mean, I know you guys are always thinking about what people think and shit. Not everybody. Some people. Most people. I do. But you gotta let go of that shit. Always kind of think positive, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not to be ignorant, but you gotta be able to decipher, be more aware of your surroundings, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. Okay. And love yourself. So yes, you gotta love yourself. As you see me, look at me, I'm beautiful, guys. I mean, I don't know. You could blame my parents. But honestly, I mean, I could blame God. I mean, I don't know, I could blame the parents too. But honestly, I mean, I'm just me. I'm beautiful because I am beautiful. You know what I'm saying? I think beautiful. I am beautiful. And this is something new that I've done. Shout out to my man Marcus, who, you know, reaffirmed these thoughts. Because, you know, affirmations, something new I be trying to do. I be saying stupid stuff to myself, like, I'm awesome. I gotta use better words. But people, y'all should do shit like that. I think it makes you feel better. I feel good right now. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's because I got these bomb-ass Yoda socks from my mom, you know, for Christmas. I don't know what y'all mom got y'all, but they wasn't Yoda socks. You know what I'm saying? Yoda mom. But, I don't know. I'm just feeling good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I did get some time off because of the snow. You know what I'm saying? Boss might be a little mad, but I love you, boss. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, manager. I don't like using that word. I don't like none of them words, but, you know, love you, guy. But, I'm glad everybody's safe. Definitely check out the rest of the episode. You know what I'm saying? I said some stuff in there. You know, you gotta check it out now. Ha ha. I'm forcing y'all to get these views. You know, I'm already getting a little bit of money. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of change. And I talk about the streaming factor in the podcast world and how it monetizes. And I kind of give y'all a deep dive if y'all wanted to get into it. But check out the episode. Also, these things about finding your tribe. You have to, it requires effort, authenticity, and confidence. Honestly, I'm going to tell y'all. And I'm going to say, people in my life, or people out, you know, I think people have a lot of low confidence. And I can't, and I want to say I'm kind of low confidence now. But I'm not that type of person. I wasn't that type of person for a while. I mean, I am a little shy, you know what I'm saying, if I don't know the situation. But I've always tried to be like the person. I mean, I ain't trying to liven up a room or nothing, but I'm just the person you can come to and be like, hey, is everything alright? Yeah, everything's alright, just relax. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, it's like people don't like to talk up, and when they feel a certain way, they don't say, you know, it's just, I mean, in a way, they're trying to avoid the drama, but I don't know, I can't, you know, I'm not trying to force the hand, but we gotta be aware of things like that. But yeah, you gotta be authentic. You gotta be like, hey, I don't like that shit, or hey, I like that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, the effort definitely has to be involved. I mean, hey, I'm getting old, so I mean, we all getting old, so it's kind of understood in the adult world. I'm understanding now. I'm getting old, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I still gotta find my Madden friends. You know what I'm saying? And they're usually young people. Like, this motherfucker dogged me today. And he was talking shit, and I was just like, yeah, look, the game just real, man. And we niggas lose by 50 now because we lost by 50 in real life. But yeah, fuck the Washington football team right now. I don't know what they're doing. But I mean, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? We didn't break, but we definitely bent. But we're going to beat the shit out of the Giants next week. And that's that. But yeah, find your tribe, y'all. That's all I can say. That's the point of this episode. You know what I'm saying? All my Madden players out there on Xbox, you know what I'm saying? Or I can come bust your ass on the PlayStation. I can play the old Maddens with you, but you know, it feels like, what the fuck? But you know, at the same time, it doesn't matter. You know, the movies and TVs, like I watch Boba Fett. Like, I don't like watching TV by myself, you know what I'm saying? I look at that like a drug, you know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to do things by yourself that can harm you, like drugs. You know what I'm saying? Like TV, sitting down all day. That shit can already kill you, but at least do it with somebody else so you can at least feel some oxytocin or some, or a good aura environment, or, you know what I'm saying? Or, and other things like drinking. Don't drink by yourself. I don't know why I was doing that. Y'all let me do that. My viewers ain't that fucking, and thoughtful, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, and other things, like, I don't know, a lot of things are not good to consume by yourself. I mean, life is to be enjoyed. Enjoy things yourself. Go out and smell the fresh snow, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, people gonna be peopling, and they out here, and we out here, you out here, so we gotta realize that and make it better, because I don't know, it's not like there's a problem with Heezy's world, you know, the people I know, but I read a lot of fucking news and shit's just going wrong. Like all them people that was trapped in the fucking the Virginia drivers on the highway for 30 hours, man, I would have fucking I posted a picture of somebody trying to drive off, or I don't know if trying to drive, but I understand the notion of trying to drive off the side of the bridge. But I don't know, maybe the ice, I don't know how that happened. Somebody's wheels propped up on top of the barrier over the bridge. But yeah, I don't know, I feel for some people. Some people was mad, they was hot. It was like, why is this happening to me? And we was in here just snuggled up, watching TV. But not really feel for people, and I don't know. That's all I'm trying to say. I don't know, I like always preach that shit, and I guess it gets boring to y'all. I mean, it doesn't get boring to me. Because sometimes I gotta remind myself, because at the end of the day, I'm gonna lie to you, I don't really like people. I mean, I like people, but you know, we like ourselves so much, and they're like, oh, this person's not like me. But we gotta remember that that's not how it goes. It's kind of swaying away from my topic there. But anyway, check out the rest of my episode. I'm about to post it as soon as I get off this live. This is 20 minutes of fun. Thank you all for tuning in. ZV, Lauren, what's up, yo? See you out there momming it up. And her daddy, the parents. Welcome. But yeah, I hope everybody's safe and doing well. And keep checking out Heezy's World. Check me out on everything. I'd be wanting to say the names, but you know, YouTube, Spotify, Twitter, whatever, everything. I really feel like you can Google. I haven't really checked, but I just feel like, who else is called Heezy? And who else is doing it like this Heezy? But good night, and don't let the bed bugs bite. But if you got bed bugs, you better go call somebody. yeah, love you all. Good night. Back, everyone. So yeah, it's a whole brand new year, according to this calendar of ours. I hope you guys are doing well. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling good. You know what I'm talking about? Wearing my favorite colors. I got my Yoda socks on and my mom got me for Christmas. Look at that. Look at that shit. You know what I'm saying? What's that? I got a text. Bitcoin is down. That's wild. But yeah, man. It's another year, 2022. And I'm just hoping it's not 2020 twice, as I named the last episode. But yeah, man, it's a whole new thing going on. I mean, life is just up and down, so it may seem like I'm trying to make it sound like I'm starting anew, but that's not the case. It's more the case of I'm just enjoying life. I'm in a good place. Well, it's been snowy as fuck out here. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I don't know if y'all heard about them drivers out in Virginia on 95 South, stuck there for almost 30 hours because of a snowstorm that came out of nowhere. And I always call it, always be like, yo, when the weather gets a little too nice, it's about to get mean. You know what I'm saying? So, and yeah, I don't know. Like, this whole thing, like, I don't want to talk much about it, but more, I mean, I'll talk about it, but it's more like how these jobs, man, got us out here. You know what I'm saying? Got us, making us feel like we have to go. And at the same time, a lot of jobs are essential, but, you know, you got to make essential plan. Like, there needs to be a bus. There needs to be something that happens. It needs to be an effort. Like, I guess I could say that some bosses, I don't know. I don't really know what to say. Y'all need to get like Antonio Brown. You know what I'm talking about? Fuck this job. Always, that's what you got to strive for, actually. You got to strive for that mentality. And it's not for everybody. It's not easy for everybody. Some people just can't up and quit their jobs. But, you know, you just got to keep at it. Find your niche. I mean, you know what? That's my mantra. And I've always kind of been like that. People say you're wild, Heezy. I just have this feeling that everybody thinks I'm wild. And it's not a feeling. It's more like evidence supports my theory. But it's more as though, like, they never say, oh, you're chill when I do chill things. But it's more like, I don't know. But I'm into everything. Every single thing. I mean, I want to be into everything. And the world is limited. I would think it's limitless. Nobody could do everything. So, you know what I'm saying? And you're only bored if you're a boring person. That's all I can say. You know what I'm saying? You can do one thing more than once, and that'll take up your time for the rest of your life. balance. That's the mantra, man. Like, you just gotta live in balance. There was this post that my cousin posted. Shout out to my cousin's niece. Miss you. Let me see if I have it in my phone. Yeah. So, wanting positive experience is a negative experience. Accepting negative experience is a positive experience. It's what the philosopher Alan Watts used to refer as the backwards law. The idea that the more you pursue feeling better all the time, the less satisfied you become. As pursuing something only reinforces the fact that you lack it in the first place. The more you desperately want to be rich, the more poor and unworthy you feel. Regardless of how much money you actually make, let me read that again. The more you desperately want to be rich, the more poor and unworthy you feel. Regardless of how much money you actually make, the more you desperately want to be sexy and desired, the uglier you come to see yourself. Regardless of your actual physical appearance, the more you desperately want to be happy and loved, the lonelier and more afraid you become. Regardless of those who surround you. The more you want to be spiritually enlightened, the more self-centered and shallow you become in trying to get there. Now, you know, I'm not one of those people that takes from a post and, you know, it's law. But it just, you know, it coincides with how I feel. Well, it makes me feel better reading it. You know, that type of shit is dangerous to just read memes and shit. But hopefully that's out of a book from a scholar or a professional or somebody that's living right. You know what I'm saying? But not everything's for everybody. That's the main thing. Just find your balance. I believe I'm going to title this episode, Find My Tribe, Find Your Tribe, because it's very important in these times. And I'm real big on, you know, no division, but none of us are the same. Not one person is alike. So, you know, really got to start thinking outside ourselves. I smirk because somebody tried to come at me for not being like that, but you know what I'm saying? If you're self-aware, then beware. But more of what I'm trying to say is we gotta have some grace, you know what I'm saying? Like, balance. Like, I think America is an obnoxious place, and I don't know why I say America like I don't live here, but I guess in my house, it's little Guyana. Or little Americana or Gaia Maka. Because I don't know, and everybody's house should be the same. You live by your own, everybody has their own rules and ways and cultures and all that shit that you want to make into your life and follow. Whatever your mantra be, whatever it be, as long as we all want to achieve healthiness and long living, I suppose. Or just living the best life. But what I'm saying now in these times is just have grace for people that, because people are really going through it. I personally don't see it. I mean, I have seen it personally over the last two fucked up years. But, you know, it really hasn't affected me. It's affected me as far as, you know, relationships are now. Some people are different people now because of, you know, people are changing with the times. Like I am as well, but we're changing apart, which is not a problem. I just hope, you know, because I'm big on divide and conquer. Like, I don't know. We see so much corruption in the world, and it's like some of us forget, or I guess some of us, like, want to live in bliss. Like, things are going to get better. The fucked up shit has happened. So, you know, but I don't know. You know, my man Bob Marley says, doomed to repeat history if you don't know your past. Or something like that. I always mess it up. But you got to keep, just keep an open mind, for real. I don't think there's anything harmful. Like, I guess my podcast, in a way, is trying to find Heezy's world.
But it's more like, I mean, more like it's a thing where I'm just trying to, I mean, create the world in your own image. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's pretty much what I'm trying to do. Like, my world is fun. You know, I'm all about fun, being happy. Of course, the reality of the world is fucked up. That's why you come to this, I guess, fantasy land of mine to, you know, take a load off, I suppose, in the form of a podcast. But Heezy's world is bigger than that. But, you know, baby steps, Heezy, baby steps. But I do want to say at this time, thanks for all the support and keep doing what y'all doing. And always know that I'm trying to do my best to, you know, stay on the right path. And the right path is only the right path for you. So if people don't like it, you know, remember it's about you. Not them, you. Because you can't help nobody and you can't be your best you if you're not you. So yeah. But yeah. News of the day, or news of the week. You know, it's brand new year, same old shit. Let's get at it. But yeah, man, so I was watching football. I mean, there's not much news going on in the Washington football team department. Apparently, we're getting a name change in 2-22, and we're going to change it to the Washington Rednecks. And I don't know what's going to happen. People are saying Red Tails, Commanders. Apparently, we can't get Red Wolves. This was my favorite, so that sucks. But now, I don't know. I'm still going to root for my team, but you just hope that it's not atrocious. An atrocious name. You know, it's whatever. It's just football. I'm starting not to give a damn, you know, when your team gets blasted like that. But, you know, you realize, you know what? You kind of realize your importance in things like that. It's like, well, you know what? I can't let this stress me out. Let me get the fuck on with some business. But, you know, I still love football. Football is a creative game, a very intense game, and people are putting their lives out there, and that's, it's pretty cool. But more on that, I forgot what I was just talking about. And it's not even a live show. Football. So Antonio Brown, famous player, you know, been to the Super Bowl, I think, twice. I know he's been once and he's won. Most players can't do that. And most people don't play football, and moster people do not play in the NFL. And there's just a lot of talk of people like, oh, this man needs to open his brain, and that very well may be true. But it's kind of very obnoxious to say. Like I was saying earlier, America, we're obnoxious people. But you want people to say these things about you? But, I mean, at the same time, I don't know. But when I saw him tripping, I was just like, oh, this nigga here, you know? And it's like, I guess most of us are projecting, because if we were in that place, it's like, nah, I'm going to shut the fuck up and go out there and break my leg some more and, you know, make my millions and shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, NFL players, NBA players, a lot of people are getting tired of me and shut the fuck up. So, you know, this is a great power to hold over. Not, I mean, not like it's a power. It only affects him. But it's like he has the power to do that. Most of us don't. And we should sit back and watch and listen to his rap music. Because he dropped a song, apparently, the other day. And I have yet to listen to an Antonio Brown. Nor have I even watched the team, except when they got their ass bust by Washington. But, you know, those were good times. Apparently for the Bucks too. I don't know. I don't know how that goes. But yeah, I don't know. But it's whatever, man. I feel like we shouldn't judge so quickly. I want to believe he's smarter than that. You know, I mean, smarter than just saying fuck it and he needs it. You know what I'm saying? I think that's where most people are coming from with all the vitriol. But I don't know. And some people are just ignorant. You know, people, like I said, this is an obnoxious country. And people are always going to say stupid shit out their mouth. Me included. But apparently I don't. If you watch these podcasts, I say very intelligent things. And you should keep tuning in on YouTube, Spotify, and all streaming platforms. Thank you. But yes. But you should really have the grace. I mean, you should really find a way in life to be able to say fuck it to anything. Nobody should hold you hostage. We have a long history of people being held hostage, being made to do things. So we need to, you know, cool it on those type of scenarios, if I may say. But yes, I'll move on. We have T-Pain, and you know, this relates to me as I'm a podcaster, and we rely on your views, and I'm not considerably rolling in dough, but you know, I can throw a few around because of you guys. But thanks, though, you know, and thanks to Mexico for joining the squad, you know, the tribe, as I may say. I would love to meet you single viewers from these different countries and see if we can just get along one day, you know what I'm saying? That'll be a dream of mine. But yes, T-Pain, spilling the game. The game is not to be told, but sold, my friend. And that's what you have put a monkey wrench in. But it's okay. For people like me, I do it. Like Antonio Brown, I do it because I won't do it. And then when I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. So if I don't do it, God damn it, I'm not going to do it. Because I ain't doing it. But anyway, so he posted on Twitter or somewhere, on some social media, that how much it takes to make a dollar from streaming. And, you know, people, my artists still sell CDs, they still got shows, you know what I'm saying? Artists got it good, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't mind being living in Offset shoes. He seems like he got a lot of freedom. I don't know if that's the best word for me to use, but freedom as far as financially. I'm a fan of Offset, and he's younger than me. It's crazy. I don't like, it's weird. Or maybe he's not, I don't know. But I just like him because he's a Sagittarius, and I want to feel like we have something in common. And maybe that's, like, I lived through him. Like, that's me. That's me as an artist, as a musical artist. That was me back if Goop Troop would have kept going, or if I would have kept to it and stopped listening to all the bullshit. But, yeah. But, you know, my dreams never fade. I can make music today or tomorrow or yesterday, and I already did. It is, you know what I'm saying? It's on SoundCloud right now. Just check out Roheezy, okay? All right? But I'll move on. And I ain't getting not a dollar from SoundCloud. And I got streams, baby. But yes, thank you all. But let's look down the list of what he put. And this is alleged because, you know, these companies are probably not going to admit to this. They probably like, what the fuck? What are you doing? You know, I'll strangle you. I'll take your music off my shit. How about that? But Amazon Music, 249 streams to make a dollar. Apple Music, 128. Tidal Music, 78. Napster. I didn't know Napster was even still a thing. I thought Napster died when LimeWire died. That's amazing to me. But, yeah. Napster, 53. That's the best goddamn streaming service, apparently. I mean, for the artists. But, I mean, who's using Napster? Somebody send me a DM or something. Let me know. Deezer, never heard of that. That's 156. Pandora, 752. Wow. And then YouTube Music, 1,250. I don't even understand. But I mean, you know, these are free platforms I suppose you can use, and they're basically just disseminating your product. So I guess, you know, they want their cut. And you signed the contract, you know what I'm saying? And apparently y'all in my pockets now. Y'all can see how much shit I got, but y'all don't know how many streams I got. But let me see how many streams I got. And let me see if it makes sense. Carry the 3.3. Well, something's not adding up somewhere. Anyway, it's all good in the neighborhood, and I really appreciate y'all. I am doing okay with the podcast, I will say. It is really all thankful to y'all. So, you know, keep watching and tell your friends, and you know. But what else did he say? I also wanted to go down the top artists. And most people were, like, saying that how, you know, this only makes sense for top artists. Most, you know, lesser known artists or less, you know, just starting out artists, they're probably going to be taking a lot of chances because, I mean, there's no chance. All you're doing is making something. At the end of the day, I say go out and do it. You want to make music? You want to do a podcast? These are the best things to do. I feel like if I don't know if I can. About to say JR's name. Say no, let me not call him that. But Joe Rogan's name. Like, Joe Rogan is kind of the reason why I started it. I listened to one of his podcasts. I was like, this is fucking pretty cool. And the way he started it, that's kind of what I fell in love with. It's like, he was just like, you know, fucking around. Pretty much what I've been doing. And, you know, who knows? But it's good for me. So, you know, if it fucking makes money, then it's really good for me. And then what the fuck? But get out there and do it, guys. You want to talk about something, you know what I'm saying? Do it. You want to rap? Do it. You want to sing? Do it. You got these voices. You're given the voice. You might as well use it. Don't lose it. You know what I'm saying? And when you do lose it, find another hobby. But yeah, so the top artists, of course, are Drake. I think he is, where is it? And this is according to Hits Daily Double. We got, and you know what I really don't like? A lot of dead artists are getting a lot of plays, and it's kind of weird. I particularly don't even listen to these artists, but it's like, it's interesting. I mean, they're pop. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. Part of me wants to say is, I guess when you die, you become a little bit more pop. I mean, things kind of, it's kind of... I feel like shells are breaking underneath my feet. I'm not going to say what I'm saying. But so Drake is on top. Taylor Swift. Morgan Wallen. Juice WRLD. Youngboy Never Broke Again. The Weeknd. Rod Wave. Pop Smoke. Polo G. And wow. I understand The Weeknd. I understand Drake. I mean, you know what? This is according to me. This is how I feel. I don't listen to these artists. So that's not right. You know what I'm saying? There's other people that love these motherfuckers. So, you know, I was wrong to say what I thought I was about to say. Lil Baby, Eminem, okay. Olivia Rodrigo, Lil Durk, Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, J. Cole, Post Malone, Moneybagg Yo, Luke Combs, Billie Eilish, Kevin Gates, Kanye West, Bad Bunny, Future, Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion, Pooh Shiesty, XXXTentacion, BTS, Travis Scott, Lil Tay, Rihanna, Dua Lipa, Cardi B, and I'll stop there. See, Mac Miller's on there though. Okay, but yeah, I'm just a lot of artists. I mean, I don't know what to say. That's just wow. So look, it's an amazing stat, right there. But that's interesting. But yeah, man, get out there. Even if it takes 352, like my man Devin said. Well, it changes up now because inflation. But you know, you can make millions, nigga. If you make a million, love it. I guess just charge $5.99. I just added that part at the end, but you know, you get it, right? Cool, you little mother effers. You got your little snow days on top of your little vacation. It's time for you little shits to go back to school. Where it's cool, right? All the COVID and the guns. But no, I mean, it's real, y'all. So I ain't gonna lie, I witnessed my first, for the first time I witnessed the virtual learning that the kids go through. Was watching one of my nephews go through it, and I felt so bad for that teacher. All I heard was kids just shouting on the other side. Not my nephew, but the other kids sounded very rambunctious, and she's just talking through it, talking all gently, like, kids, you know, I mean, I don't know what the hell she was saying, but I was just like, yo, I can't even think, I need quiet. Yes, I will yell at the kids. That's why I'm not a teacher. But, yeah, man, the guns. So, school in Detroit, or school district in Detroit, for the middle school schoolers and high schoolers, because of a shooting happened on November 30th, I kind of just found out about this. I didn't even know. You know, there's so many shootings these days. The new norm, you know, just like COVID. You know what I'm saying? We got to get used to these things and live with them. It seems like that's what we're doing, right? Because we're not fixing them. But no, let me not vent while I tell a story. But yeah, man, they're requiring clear backpacks on all their students. So they sent all the kids and their parents letters about not having regular backpacks. They want to lower the visual sight of a gun. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, and I've learned that this is not an uncommon thing. This actually happens a lot in the South, New Orleans, Chicago, for example. Well, that's not the South, Chicago, but in schools where you know, it's a big rich town, you know what I'm saying? It's crime. But, yeah, well, I don't know. Detroit is, I was just watching BMF. I mean, you know, they meant well, right? So yeah, what are they saying? Let me read the story for y'all. Michigan school district will now require students to wear clear backpacks following a mass shooting. The mandate, which is set to begin next year at Oxford schools this year, is one of several new measures following the shooting. Safety, both physical and emotional, is at the top of our list, District Superintendent Tim Throne said in a video message earlier this week. We're doing clear backpacks for middle school, high school, and blah, blah, blah. We have therapy dogs in all buildings. We have counselors scheduled in all the buildings, trauma specialists scheduled in all the buildings, as well as private security in all the buildings. Wow. Apparently 4 people died. 7 people were injured in that school shooting. I kind of didn't realize that, but I was kind of just, not laugh, but scoffed at the whole clear backpack thing. I know a lot of ladies don't like that shit because, you know, you can't hide your natural remedies for your periods. You know what I'm saying? It's only a problem for y'all because people are immature. Oh, she gets periods. Oh, ha, 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 ha. And, you know, I think that's the only reason, because why would you be upset that you have to take care of something as natural as farting? You know what I'm saying? But, no, I mean, I get it. Like I said earlier, obnoxious is an American place. Yeah, like my dyslexic twist. But America is an obnoxious place. But, yeah, man, protect your yourself, I suppose. But, yeah, I don't know. They'll do everything, but, I mean, and what can they do? I mean, I know some people call for, you know, getting rid of all guns, but that kind of starts a war in itself. And then at the end of the day, you ever do that, then the people who make guns or the people who have guns already, stocked, government, can use them against you. I mean, that's just the scary thought. It's not like it's real. Government wants to keep us alive. Look at the vaccine, right? But yeah, so I don't know, but I don't know. The more safety you want, guys, the less privacy you get, okay? You think all our texts and calls are not like they're screened, but they're all saved, you know? Like I remember hearing Tetrabyte for the first time. I'm pretty sure there's millitetras, citrophytes. Bites, you know what I'm saying? And they're just storage whenever we need, whenever we start fucking up. You know what I'm saying? This is just my little conspiracy theory. Whenever we start fucking up, oh, Heezy's podcast is growing. Let's look back in his history. He said here that he likes to throw babies. But, you know, they don't listen to rap music. So, you know, I don't know. I kind of had an inside joke there, but it's not appropriate. And I'm trying to be more appropriate. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on Patreon. I'm going to say the inappropriate things so I can get paid more. Or, you know, not, you know, Patreon probably, you know, charging like 1,000 views per dollar. I don't know. I'm joking. Let me not name drop. Shout out to all these companies trying to help people get their voice out there. Okay? But, yeah, man. That's wild. And then for our next segment, it's our racism for the week. Now, it's kind of a new segment. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I like R words. Racism is not the best R word. Probably the worst R word there is. But Let's talk about it, guys. So, Oregon, Airbnb, not so prehistoric yet.
They're still on their... Airbnb always got some shit going on. At the end of the day, you know, just like Uber, these are all, I mean, just like any job, but they're more, these jobs are different. You know what I'm saying? These are easy jobs to get. All you got to do is have the product, which is a car, have a house. You know what I'm saying? Own a property. You have a business. And you know what I'm saying? And shout out to them for making that possible. But, you know, not shout out to them for... I mean, at the end of the day, guys, look around you. Anybody can do these things. You just got to promote yourself and you got to fight the algorithms. It's just the world is changing. You got to read 2022 for Dummies, which isn't out yet. But I don't know, guys. Wicked, or the wild west out here. I haven't even said the story yet. But basically, Oregon is dealing with some racist issues. Where they're gonna stop letting people put their name because of racial inequality, I suppose. People are not able to. Well, let me read the article because, yeah, I don't like sounding like a dummy all the time, right? So. Airbnb plans to hide guest names to stop racial discrimination in Oregon, followed by a lawsuit by three black women. Until a booking is finalized, Airbnb host in Oregon will now only see the initials of visitors and now their full names. In 2019, three Portland area women settled a lawsuit where they alleged that hosts discriminated against the rejected customers based on race. But yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I have an opinion already, but, yeah, apparently, you know, people are looking at Rohan Hishmashkowski and thinking, oh, this guy's gonna steal all my good china. I don't know. I mean, come on, guys. There's so many ways to look at this, and I guess the two sides that I'm looking at, they kind of... You know, they're kind of way against each other. So there's a side of, fuck those people. If they're racist, you don't want to stay in their house. There's probably mouse traps, black traps for black people. Ow, my foot! I stepped in a black trap. I don't, you know, these jokes are not written down or prepared. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it is to be in a racist house. I really don't. Okay. My dad was, let me tell y'all, my dad was just talking to me about how he's, I mean, I don't know, he doesn't like the fact that we're changing the name from Washington Redskins to whatever the hell we're about to be. And he's like, yo, we could be the Washington N-words, you know what I'm saying? Does it bother you? You know what I'm saying? You know, and it doesn't bother me, but, you know, I'm not going to get into that, but, you know... I brought that up for a reason, and if you rewind, it was a reason there that I totally forgot. But we're going to move on. But yeah, man, Airbnb, baby. I don't know, I haven't done an Airbnb in a while. Every time I went on Airbnb, it was nice, though. However, matter of fact, when I went to Virginia Beach, this lady seemed like she would not go, like... You know, people, who sweeps? I mean, you know, I guess it looks good. You got guests coming over. You're going to sweep your patio. Well, who sweeps a patio? Come on. What the fuck? I mean, it's like she kept sweeping all through the week. Like, you know, and I don't care. If somebody's checking on me, they're checking on me. I don't care. I don't like being seen naked. You know what I'm saying? Without, you know, my permission. You know what I'm saying? Anybody could look at me naked if I'm letting it show. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't really think about it till now. But that lady could have been on something. The dude never came out. And then they were like, you got to keep it quiet at night and shit like that. You know, Airbnb got real. Well, if they got rules, they got rules. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's why I kind of stopped using it because they started having shit like you can't be
I don't know, noise ordinances, but that happens. I don't know. Old people be bitching and shit, knowing they got tourists coming around. But at the end of the day, you know, it's their land. You know, it's so many ways to think about the shit. I do feel bad for people who, you know, you think your neighbors, I mean, I don't know, man. We don't own this land. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we pay these bills. You know what I'm saying? And I am spewing a lot of information out of my mouth, but it just feels like it's some shit going on, y'all. It's some shit going on, and I hope we can fix it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why people are racist. Like, I only sound racist. I'm not racist at all. I think. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't hate a race. I just be worried about a race. Like, you see, I'm not going to even go there. But there are things out there. Like, there's, you never know. You just, I mean, there's a race who took hold of a race at one point. So it's like, ah, are you going to do that again? I mean, they're kind of trying to stay in majority all the time. They kind of try to stay in power all the time. But anyway, let me move on from this because I'm going spewing nonsense to some. But some of you know what I'm trying to say. Easy, you old sly devil, you. And then to my next, news for me, this is fucking great. A movie, you know, I see these things on Facebook, new movies coming out for 2022. Of course, all the Marvel movies. I'm excited for Doctor Strange, even though it seems like the whole thing got leaked. And all the rest of the shit, Thor and Black Panther, I think, hopefully it didn't get pushed back. I know Morbius got pushed back, but that's Sony. Who cares? I see Flash. They had a Flash poster with two Batmans in it. And I like that multiverse theory that they're stealing from Marvel. It's like, nah. We both got multiverses. It's all good. Who does it better, though? Marvel will pick up. Well, I don't know. Flashpoint is one of the greatest movies, animated hero movies ever. I like that. That was a great movie. So if they can get that right, check it out, y'all. Flashpoint, it's the Flash's movie. The Flash is like one of my favorites from the Justice League. But I'm not a fan of the Justice League because they've been fucking up. And, you know, when you have so many examples, why would you do it like that? But, you know, it's got to be old people over here. But yeah, a movie that caught my eye was The Django and Zorro. And I didn't look it up to see if it was real, but I read the comments and they said it was real. So I just imagine a kick-ass Quentin Tarantino movie. And this, I think Zorro, matter of fact, Zorro is Quentin Tarantino's movie. If I'm not mistaken. Wait, I might be wrong. I don't know. I can't remember. Matter of fact, who made Zorro?
Zorro was created by Johnston McCulley.
Who made the Zorro movie?
The Mark of Zorro. Zorro Rides Again. The Sign of Zorro.
Wait a minute. Is there no movie for Zorro? What am I thinking? Oh, Desperado. Wait. What is the movie with Antonio Banderas? Anyway. Whatever. Zorro and Django is going to meet up, and I'm pretty sure a whole lot of killing of a certain type of people is going to happen. But yeah, that's awesome. Oh, looks like my battery's about to die over there. But yeah, I think that's it for right now. I forgot to say, Boba Fett is lit. If y'all don't know, I mean, Star Wars fans, you guys already know, but if you guys haven't started watching Star Wars, you know, the thing about good stories or good art, or I don't know how to put it, but my favorite thing about the Marvel movies and, you know, Star Wars is coming up again, you know, kind of making their way back because they've been fucking up. But it's the where you can start anywhere and it perplexes you enough to look at the whole thing, which I never really watched it out of order. I've been watching it ever since everyone came out. But I just love that how some people, I've definitely watched it I started watching certain Marvel movies with different people, and they came to love the whole thing after watching just one. like even watching Thor 2 or Iron Man 3, like the worst ones. And Guardians of the Galaxy 1, I didn't like those joints. But anyway, Boba Fett. And I was like, in the beginning of the joint, I was like, all right, moving kind of slow. I was ready to fucking post, like, oh, Boba Fett, it's like second-rate Mandalorian. But, I mean, that's the original Mando. You know what I'm saying? And I think everybody should check that out. And then Dexter. Dexter's lit, guys. Come on. If you're not a Dexter fan, I don't know what you're doing. But, yeah. So, I hope you guys are liking this new setup. I'm not really, well, I'm going to still do the live, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it all. I do it all, baby. I told you, it's about balance, baby. You know what I'm saying? I was stuck doing one thing. I had to change it up. You know what I'm saying? I'll never see he's doing the same thing for too long. Unless I really love it. But, yeah, I guess, I'm trying to start some new segments, see if some things catch some leeway, if I like it, you know? Pretty much that's how I do things, if I like it. But yeah, Heezy's, if Heezy ran the world for a day, or if Heezy ran the world. I want to point out that I have been in traffic for about 2 hours. I don't like to sit in my car. Like, I mean, it's cool if you got podcasts to listen to, Heezy's World on all streaming platforms, and, it's not good to watch TV while driving, but if you're in traffic, you're stuck, you know? But I just couldn't imagine those people who were in traffic for 30 hours. I really can't. I heard people had their dogs, had kids. I was wondering about people, like, I know I like to skate out the house with some shorts on and it'd be cold. Well, I don't do that no more, you know what I'm saying? Because I live in Maryland, and, you know, weather changes every 30 seconds. But... you know, that's some really shit. And if I the world's not perfect. You know, I'm just talking out my ass. I have no control over anything. But, you know, I really feel like those people needed some aid. And I hope they got some aid as far as, like, I don't know what people can do. It's a snowstorm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to ready up these jetpacks. For real. Jetpacks would melt the ice around them. And then people can fly up to the destination instead of walking and driving. But, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, hopefully some people got to go around and give some people some food while they're in the cars. But, I mean, everybody was inside, including me. And it was in Virginia, first of all. But, you know, I just can't imagine that shit. There was a lot of people coming from Florida, some old folks in traffic. You know, I just think about my folks and, you know, that shit's just terrible. And I don't know. Something has to be done where we either learn how to shut down and repay ourselves, or have the money set aside for where we can actually take the losses. Prepare well. I don't know. We can't predict the weather, but we can always better prepare for certain things. And I guess where I can kind of see a thing is, like, I don't know what we have a space branch for, and I'm sure it's taking up money. I don't know. I don't know what NASA has done for us, but I mean, I just feel like certain things in the world that we spend money on can go to certain things like that. And, because it was a mess. And my boss was calling me, and I'm just like, bro, I'm not finna die. I mean, and a lot of people felt like that. A lot of people had to go to work to stop people from dying. You know what I'm saying? So it's a tough thing. And, yeah, I'm... need to start opening up 24-hour services so people would never leave. But I don't know. But yeah, I mean, money is the root, I suppose. I mean, there's got to be some benefits. There's got to be a reason for people to want to go do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, double time. I don't know. I'm just flying out the mouth with this. I just felt that something needed to change in these, because we've been through snowstorms out here. Maryland, come on, we go through it all the time. I don't know if that was a strange thing for them. And Virginia is notoriously known for having bad drivers. So I don't know if it was just karma, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe Virginia drivers all know they had it coming at some point, and they all got the fuck stuck because y'all keep getting other people stuck. I remember I was driving in a roundabout behind a Virginia person, and the motherfucker cut, and I'm going into the highway, you know, so I'm going around more. This person is getting out, and he is inside, and he swerves right in front of me. Luckily, I am like fucking Wolverine. So I just, you know, as a driver, and I just stopped my car and just got around from behind him. But I don't know. It's not that safe out here, bro. But I love y'all. Keep doing the right thing and, you know, help those who having a hard time right now. And, you know, be graceful, you know what I'm saying? I know I made an episode saying become a dick, but, you know, don't be a dick all the time. You gotta learn how to become a dick so you can deal with dicks. But you don't, you know, being a dick, it doesn't help. I personally, you know, I've been trying to shut my damn mouth, but, you know, some people at some point gotta accept me, you know, so we learn to avoid each other. Those, you know, y'all know who I'm talking about. I mean, you know who you are, and I know who you are. And if you didn't know, then yes, I'm avoiding those. Well, I'm not avoiding, I'm just, you know, like, not trying to start shit, you know, I'm not trying to upset your world, so. You know, Heezy loves you, but Heezy's out, babies. And I'll see y'all next time. And, you know, keep getting more out of life. More life, baby.